Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am BBD running solo for a quick little thing, trying to fix the YouTube end on my computer because I have to update the description real quick the way I'm recording it. The Yankees, they are beginning a three-game set with the Angels in LA. Well, in Anaheim, same thing. It's the same thing. I'm just playing. Anyway, Yankees begin a three-game set in LA. They have Frankie Montas on the mound. I am trying so hard to figure out my computer. Usually, when I do these from home, I have somebody to throw it to while I fix stuff. On this episode of the pregame show, I will go over the lineup. We'll figure out a way I'm going to do the homer draft. Before that, we'll go over the pitching path to victory. I'll tell you what I'm watching for. Maybe I'll give a little premonition. We'll do the over-under. First, let's do the lineup part. The Yankees tonight, Montas on the mound, like I said. DJ LeMahieu leading off at third base. Aaron Judge in center field batting second. Andrew Benintendi, new spot. He's been there before technically, but first time in a very long time. He's batting third, playing left field. Stanton is the DH. He bats fourth. Gleyber Torres batting fifth at second base. Anthony Rizzo getting dropped in the order, and he will play first base batting sixth. Jose Trevino batting seventh. He's catching. IKF bats eighth at shortstop. And Oswaldo Cabrera is in right field batting ninth. The Angels, they have Jose Suarez on the mound, lefty starter. Obviously, the two things that stick out, they go sort of hand in hand with the Yankees lineup, is Benny in the three hole and Rizzo drops down to six. Rizzo obviously hasn't been lighting the world on fire. While Benny has hit well of late, I assume that's held up. Nobody hit the last two games of the Oakland series, so it's hard to hold that against anyone in particular. I'm interested in seeing it. I like getting DJ back up top as high as he can go, and I like keeping Judge number two. Last week I'm talking Yanks, especially with the home run race and all that, which in a way I feel silly thinking about it that way. That's so much at the front of my mind, but I want Judge getting as many at bats as I can. So happy he's getting in the two hole. I'm happy Benny remains near the top. They break up Judge and Stanton back to back. This is the time to tinker. I'm cool with it. Stanton back for the separation. Rizzo, I wasn't calling for them to drop him down, but whatever, it's worth a shot. Interested. Gleyber being above him, a little curious. But I guess if they did it the other way, I'm assuming this is all about just having the lefties stacked up, or rather a bunch of righties stacked up. Because if they did Stanton, then Rizzo, and it was Gleyber, Trevino, IKF, it's just three righties in a row. I think that's what it is. I think that's to keep it just the two righties in a row the whole way. Right, right, left, switch. I'm always keeping an eye out on those things. It's fun. It's cute. I don't know if that's the reason, but I'm curious about it. I'm happy they're trying new stuff, I guess. Got to spark it somehow. Oswaldo Cabrera is in right field again. It's his 12th straight start, and he's dazzled at every defensive position. I said it before on these things. Very happy he's just getting a real chance. They're letting him go, and he's been hitting of late. Or at least he punished Oakland's pitching. Angels kind of closer to Oakland than anyone else, but excited to see Cabrera. He has some weird left-right splits, so that's kind of my what to watch for is right-handed hitting Oswaldo Cabrera. Should get at least a couple at-bats from the right side. I'm curious about it. And I guess that would bring us to the pitching path to victory, which I think today is brought to you by SeatGeek. You can use code PREGAME on SeatGeek for $20 off your first order. They got the red bubbles. That indicates a bad deal. You're looking out for those green bubbles. Those that indicate a good deal. They got the score there. I came in through Penn Station from New Jersey to Penn Station office, right where Madison Square Garden is. Ton of people at the Harry Styles concert. It was filled to the gills all around there. And I can only assume all of them use code PREGAME because they check out the pregame show on a night like this. The pitching path to victory would help if I pulled up the most notable part of the path today. Clay Holmes is back, and I assume they're going to want to get him involved. So I've got him penciled in for the ninth. Maybe no, he's going to pitch the ninth, and that's fine. Montas, I'd love to see him get through six full today. So let's just pencil him in for it. The Angels, not a pushover lineup. They have enough guys that you got to be careful with, but he should be able to get through six. He's faced these guys a lot. He's an AL West guy. I'm assuming it'll be Montas, let's say, for six. So Clay would pitch the ninth. Johnny should be good to go. I would assume Weissert and Banda are unavailable. Banda's not really part of a path to victory. Weissert could be. Let's just get all the big guys out. Use everybody. Get Ron back out there after he got roughed up a little bit in that extra inning game. So let's go Montas to Ron to Laza to Clay. Maybe if one of those innings, a lefty lane is coming up, then it's Wandy instead or something. But that makes sense to me. And I believe in Frankie Montas. He looked good last time when they like really needed a start. If you're curious what the Angels lineup is, Fletcher's leading off. Then Mike Trout is back. He's missed some time. He's been back the last few weeks. And he's like hitting again because he's Mike Trout. Otani's batting third. Renjifo, Taylor Ward, who had a really hot start to the year. I don't know where the numbers fully are as he cooled off completely. What? Mike Ford batting sixth for the Angels. Joe Adell in left field batting seventh. They have a catcher who I don't know how to say his last name. Matt, I'm gonna guess it's Tice, like the basketball player, but I'm sure it's not. And Squid Velasquez batting a ninth at shortstop for them. It's Mike Ford revenge game. I learned and immediately forgot that Mike Ford was on the Angels the other day. So when I saw that in the lineup, I gasped. Both of these teams have their first baseman batting sixth, and it's notable to me. Mike Ford, Anthony Rizzo. Rizzo, interested if it sparks. So that'll bring us to the homer draft. And I think you guys are going to pick for the other team. It'd be so good if I could find my doc. I'm looking so hard. Talking Yanks pregame show. The document I'm looking for. So we got a clean slate. I do have the first pick. I'm taking Aaron Judge, and the first two names I see on the other in there. Joe Dempsey says Torres Stanton. So Joe Dempsey, you made two great selections, Torres and Stanton against the lefty. Aaron Judge is who I have on the other side of that equation. Lefty starter's throwing me off a little bit. I'll go DJ LeMahieu. So you guys selected Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton. I selected Aaron Judge, DJ LeMahieu. Moving on to the over-under. I'm pulling up the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's code JohnBoy to sign up. Oh my God. My phone stinks. Pulling it up. The over-under today is 8 flat. I'm inclined to pick the under because I fully believe in Frankie Montas because I'm a Yankee fan. I root for the Yankees. I want him to do well. And on the flip side of that, I'm a Yankee fan, but I don't believe in the offense fully right now. But maybe they'll turn it on. I have them winning this game 6-0. So that counts as believing. So I will take the under. And I guess it's a DNP on the other side. So you guys will never reach a consensus. Well, actually, there's a poll feature. Over, under, 8.5, over, under. I'm asking the community for your votes. When one side takes a lead or something, 12 votes. Oh my God, you guys are hammering the under. You guys have the under with me. We're in this together. I'm trying to think of if I have any premonitions right now. Let me look at the lineup a little bit. You take a gander. Man, a big part of my heart wanted to pick Oswaldo to homer. And I just couldn't do it in the homer draft. I think he's going to put a charge in one. I don't think I'm premoing that, though. I think I'm just trying to will that into existence. Benintendi, I think, will serve one down the line, down the left field line. I've premoed that before. I think left on left, it adds up with his approach. I see that happening. Wish I got a little sillier with it, but I've given you guys some fun premos lately. I'm okay with where it landed. All right. I think that's kind of where we're at. Go Yankees, go. I hope they win. They kind of need, looking ahead, like if they sweep this series, those last two in Oakland, whatever weird baseball stuff happens, need at least 2 out of 3, of course. The Angels, man. That with that said, they did just sweep the Blue Jays. They're playing kind of a good brand of baseball right now. But I think they should be able to take care of Jose Suarez. Maybe I should have looked at this earlier, but let's see what his history against the Yankees are. Remember, I think a couple relief appearances last year. You guys. Stanton and Gleyber have both clipped him, so you guys made a great pick. Joe Dempsey, I believe, made it. And you're on the under two. Joe, you're all over it. All over it. Erica's premoing a balk. I think we could see it. Nobody else has very good numbers against him. Judge is 1-for-4. Nothing really counts. 3 walks. Dude, this guy just doesn't pitch to Judge. All right. So that is it. I am heading out of here. Well, I'm in my apartment, so I don't leave. But you guys can go do whatever you want. Leave, come back. I mean, he picked you out. You guys, if you stuck around this long, leave nice comments about me. I could use it. A lot of people are gonna be the BBD solo app. And a lot of people are going to be excited. And it's going to be fun. That's it. Go Yankees, go. Love. Mwah.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.